Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is August the 24th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Lamentations, chapters 1 to 3. Sin brings bondage and affliction back in our lives. We read in Lamentations chapter 1, verses 3 and 5 like this. Judah has gone into captivity under affliction and hard servitude. She dwells among the nations. She finds no rest. Her persecutors overtake her in dire straits. Her adversaries have become the master. Her enemies prosper, for the Lord has afflicted her because of the multitude of her transgressions. Her children have gone into captivity before the enemy. The people of Israel has lived through experiences unparalleled and unsurpassed by any other country of the world. They are a unique nation that was carved by God Himself, who redeemed them out of bondage and servitude from their oppressors, that is Egypt. Their hardship was due to no fault of their own, but because they were fruitful and multiplying. As we read in Exodus chapter 1 verse 9, as God had designed at creation. In fact, they were subjected to tremendous suffering and had cried out for deliverance. As we read in Exodus chapter 2 verse 23 like this. Then the children of Israel groaned because of the bondage, and they cried out, and their cry came up to God because of the bondage. After God had delivered the children of Israel through many signs and wonders under the leadership of Moses, God had warned His people time and again that sin and disobedience would bring the bondage and affliction back in their lives. In order to drive the point home, God had Moses remind the younger generation of the children of Israel about this, the details of which are recorded in the book of Deuteronomy. Joshua, who succeeded Moses, also warned the Israelites in his farewell address and the covenant at Shechem that we read in Joshua chapter 24. Many of the judges who judged Israel after Joshua displayed the need for serving God alone. Even the kings who ruled thereafter, and especially David, emphasized the need to serve God and forsake sin through songs, proverbs, and words of wisdom. Finally, God sent mighty prophets like Jeremiah, who pleaded with Israelites to turn away from their sins and back to God. However, the Israelites continued to disregard God and His prophets by committing gross sins and living immoral lives. Due to their constant transgressions, God allowed foreign nations like Assyria and Babylon to take over the countries of Israel and Judah into captivity. For the people of Judah, the fall of Jerusalem was a time of terrible suffering and anguish. It was this fearful catastrophe that brought forth the book of Lamentations as the heart cry of the prophet Jeremiah. In the book, Jeremiah laments the former excellency and the present misery of Jerusalem for her sin. This book was read publicly each year to remind the Jews that their sin had caused their captivity and the destruction of the city of Jerusalem, where Solomon's temple was situated. Let us understand that sin brings bondage into our lives. Due to the sin of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, we have been born in sin and trespass. However, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, paid the price of our sin with His own life. As we read in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2 like this. The words of Apostle Paul, "And you He made alive, who were dead in trespass and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience." Jesus had given us true freedom that we need so desperately. As we read the words of Jesus in the Gospel of John chapter 8 verse 36 like this, "Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." If we go back into a life of sin and disobedience, we will again go back into bondage and affliction, just as it happened to the Israelites. Let us learn this very important lesson from their lives and stay close to God and His word, so that we do not slip back into sin and depravity in our lives. Pay attention to what Jesus Himself has compared His role with the role of Satan in our lives, that we read again in the Gospel of John, chapter 10 and verse 10 like this. The words of our Lord Jesus Christ. "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly."